Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joining us in the Trocare College live line with Citizens for Regional Transit, Doug Funke, who's part of a meeting later on this evening where they'll be discussing Metro Rail expansion and also the Bailey Avenue project. Doug, thanks for being on with us this morning. I want to start on Bailey Avenue because there's been concerns recently amongst a lot of people that some new federal funding cuts might mean that the Bailey Avenue Rapid Bus Transit project would not happen. I was under the understanding that all of this was for sure going to happen because the funding was secured. Where does that project stand right now?
Well, that was my understanding as well, and it's very concerning that anybody's talking about pulling that money back. But these aren't normal times, so it's certainly a concern. We hope it'll go forward. As you said, the money is here. The project's, you know, underway. They're working on it right now. But, you know, nowadays you can't be sure. So you have to be concerned that that they could try to claw back that money. I would recommend anybody, to call your congressman and say this is not acceptable to even think about doing something like that. Especially if you're in a Republican district, call your congressman and say we will not accept, you know, doing something like that, especially for a transit project which is so desperately needed in Western New York. So we hope it doesn't happen, but we need to be alert to it.
All right. Well, that's the Bailey Avenue, the bus rapid transit. But what about the Buffalo Amherst light rail extension? What is the status of that?
Well, my understanding is the money is there for that as well, for the engineering design. The environmental analysis, the EIS, is being completed as we speak. In fact, that's what our speakers are going to talk about. What's the status of that? That's, you know, once that goes, there'll be some public meetings or hearings that the NFTA will hold. And then following that, they will actually get into the actual design of it. And my understanding that there is money for the design. Now, there's not money for the actual building of it. That has to be, you know, bought for afterwards, like any project. And so we'll have to fight for that then. But my understanding is that there is money to move ahead with the design. But again, these aren't normal times, so you have to be alert for any potential, you know, contingencies. But my understanding is they're going to move ahead with it, the design. Starting in the fall after the environmental analysis is finalized and there are public hearings.
So all these things are happening, still the design, still all environmental reviews. At the end of the day, you know, when we're talking about bus rapid transit on Bailey Avenue, when would, I mean, if everything goes smoothly, that actually be happening?
I understanding it'll be like in 2 or 3 years that it'll be actually open. That's my understanding. It's you know, it's not as complicated as the light rail, you know, and so it'll move pretty quickly once they finish the design.
What is the cost, the projected cost for both the bus rapid transit and then the light rail extension?
I think the bus rapid transit is $100 million, I think. Again, come to the meeting and find out from the NFTA themselves, but that's my understanding. And the expansion of the light rail is like $1.5 billion or $1.3 billion or something like that. And I think it was 1.2, but I say with inflation and time going by, it might be closer to $1.5 billion.
So kind of like the stadium.
Yeah, it's very much like the stadium, which we want to get the light rail out there too. But yeah, that's a similar cost for that. Yep. A little bit of tunneling involved, so it costs more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The idea of Metro Rail expansion, I mean, it's been talked about for a long time, has received a good amount of pushback by people who live along that area where the expansion would take place along Niagara Falls Boulevard. Why, in your mind, is this a good idea for Buffalo when I think a lot of people would look at a city our size and say, is it really necessary?
Well, you know, there's been many studies done over the years by the NFTA. They've looked at all the alternative expansions, and the two that come up highest in scoring is always to the airport and through the east side, and to that Amherst one. And the Amherst one is always the one that's the number one in terms of ridership. You got 20,000 riders every day the day it opens up. You got all those UB students are going to be using it. It's going to double the ridership, or almost even more than double the ridership on the light rail right now, and it's going to overcome what's really a bottleneck right now. They're trying to move those 20,000 students every day with buses, and it just doesn't work, and that's why bus rapid transit won't work as well, which is the alternative that they looked at, and it's the alternative that the people who are against it want to see happen. We've talked to them, and I think they understand our position, but they don't want it on their the construction. They're worried about the tunneling, which will not be an issue in our opinion. Most of it's going to be cut and cover. But anyway, those are their concerns. You know, but the fact is, bus rapid transit and buses just don't work. Buses only carry 40 people, and the light rail carries 600 every 10 minutes. You know, and the problem you have on the route going between UB North and the South Campus is you got to pass some pretty busy intersections. You got to go across Sheridan Drive. You got to go across Maple Road. You know, and you can't, just because of the sequencing of the lights, you've got to have the a red light for the buses and for the trains, you know, to get enough cars to be able to go through on Sheridan Drive. And the problem is when you do that, you know, you're holding up the buses, but trains are carrying 600 people every 10 minutes. So you can really optimize that route. And it'll be a one-seat ride between all the campuses. Otherwise, with buses, of course, you got to get off and at the South Campus and go down and get in the train to go down to the medical campus. So it's just not a good idea. And we're going to continue to argue for what was the original plan, which is connect the campuses with light rail.
Doug, could the Kensington be another reason to argue in favor of both of these projects? You know, there's been a back and forth about whether to tunnel the 33 or not, and right now that's not happening. There's some groups that want the 33 closed and just to use the arterials instead to get downtown. Would this be a reason to go forward with both of these projects?
Well, we think we're actually involved in the 33 project. We were one of the our organizations that were part of the lawsuit to get the DOT to slow down and to do a full environmental analysis. Yes, the light rail, I mean, the fact is, in our analysis, in fact, the DOT's analysis, those arterials can handle the traffic. There, you know, there's only 75,000 cars a day going down the Kensington, actually less once you change the new plan on for the Skagit. But it's, you know, those arterials can handle the traffic. And the fact is, it would bring back the businesses on those arterials. What happened when we funnel all the traffic, when we built the 33, all the cars that used to go down Broadway and Genesee Street, now they're going down to the Kensington, polluting all those neighborhoods, and all the businesses along Genesee Street have died. You know, it'll bring back the businesses. But, yes, we think long-term that we should be building the light rail out to the airport through the east side. It was part of the original plan, and as I mentioned, it is one of the extensions that the NFTA has studied many, many times. The big study they did was, well, the original one was back in the 60s, but then in 2001 they did a big update, then another update in 2010. You know, every time it turns out to be, in fact, it's the highest in terms of business development and impact, and even higher than Amherst. It won't get quite as much ridership, but it would be a very successful line. We need it. And it would also help relieve, you know, traffic going in and out of the city and make the Kensington removal, which is what we want to see, put it back to Olmsted Park, would make it much more viable. You know, we'd also like to see a line going out to the new stadium, which was also part of the original plan, and it's publicly owned rights of way. In fact, look on our website, and we've got some maps of what we would like to see for that route down to the Bill Stadium, and there would be a hub there, which would be able to really help out on game day. So anyway,
well, Doug, we're out of time right now, but thank you for the time this morning, and again, that meeting, if you want to take part tonight, 6 to 8. Doors open at 5:30 at the Student Union Room 330 on the UB Amherst campus.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.